It's time for another episode of Back to the Movies with Melanie Cutting. Welcome, Melanie.
Thank you. So I did get to a movie, and it was the movie that I've been wanting to see for a while. Everybody around me is wanting to see it as well, because it was a book, a best-selling book by a woman named Maggie O'Farrell. And it was called Hamlet, or it was called Judith and Hamlet. In any event, it was just a super-duper bestseller. And when they made a movie of it, everybody who had read the book and said, oh, what a wonderful book. And the movie was getting excellent reviews. So everybody's been trying to see it. And that first night that I went, Sunday night, they said, it sold out. I was like, what? This just never happened to me before. And I was on time and everything. So we went the following night. And it's in a small theater, which probably would explain why it was sold out. Small but very comfortable theater at the Maison de Cinema. And even last night with that bad weather and not a weekend, it was still pretty, not totally packed, but there were lots of people. So that's a good sign. And I did very much enjoy it. And I can highly recommend this movie. And if you happen to be someone who knows and loves Shakespeare, so much the better. And if you especially happen to know and love Hamlet, even so, I'm pretty sure I read Hamlet many years ago, but I was not very conversant with the story. And the story is, well, the movie is about essentially Shakespeare writing Hamlet after his son. He has three children, and one of his kids is a twin, and the twin's name is Hamnet, but they make a point of saying Hamnet and Hamlet seem to be interchangeable in history, so don't get too excited about that. But and there's towards the end, I won't give you a whole lot of spoilers, but towards the end there's they're at the theater, and Shakespeare, who is actually in the play, Hamlet, does an amazing job. He is so sad because he was not around when his son died, and his wife was very upset about it, needless to say. But it all kind of doesn't end well, of course, but it ends, and it's like kind of bittersweet, but it's very sad in a way, but also very uplifting in a way. And the person who is the main character, there's a few characters, but there's, of course, Shakespeare, the character, and his wife, who is Agnes. Apparently it's Anne Hathaway, depending on what you're reading. But his wife is Agnes, and she's quite a remarkable person, quite a remarkable character, and a superb actress. Her name is Jessie Buckley, and she's Irish. I heard her in an interview, and she speaks with a very pronounced Irish accent. Anyway, and she's wonderful. She is really, she won one of several best actress awards for this role, and absolutely, absolutely well-deserved. The actor who played Shakespeare, I'm not sure if he's won any awards yet, but he's likely to. He's up for us. I have a snitchy here who's ringing my ear. The Golden, yeah. There's all these. This is what they call award season. So there's Golden Globes and Critics' Choice and et cetera, et cetera. This is a quiet but movie that's so well done. It's a Steven Spielberg movie, actually, and it's just beautiful, and you watch it. It's not too long. It's not too short. It's 2 hours and a bit, and it's riveting. I would, as I said, I would highly recommend it. And it's probably up for best picture awards, many best picture awards, and direction. The director is a woman named Chloe Zhao, who is very, very well esteemed and well regarded. Director, writer, editor, and so on. And it maybe it's especially good that they chose a woman to be the director of this. And Maggie O'Farrell, who wrote the book, apparently was involved in the writing of the screenplay as well. What I can say about the movie is, A, go see it, and don't be late, because you could get squeezed out. They put it in a little theater. But the other thing is, the other movies that it's vying against for the sort of best movie kind of awards are just mostly over the top. And it's not that I haven't enjoyed them. I have. But this one is so different. It's kind of understated and just beautiful. And if you don't like that kind of movie, then you both don't like that kind of movie. And not everybody is fond of it. And not everybody certainly knows Hamlet well enough to feel really comfortable with the whole idea of how Hamlet ended up being written. But the other movies that are up for Best Picture are things like the one about the ping pong player called Marty Supreme. And I thought that Marty Supreme was a wonderful movie. I reviewed that a couple of weeks ago. I would also recommend that one. And that's also still playing downtown. Another one is on TV. It's no longer in theaters. That's Sinners. That's another one, which is, again, like crazy over the top, but very interesting. And again, riveting, like, oh, wow, what's going on here? And finally, there's the one that is probably in the lead contender called One Battle After Another. Very, very much over the top. So when you go to see that one, don't expect a whole lot of reality, but do expect an interesting story and lots of accolades. So what I would recommend for this week, and because it's finally there, having been delayed by a week for no particular reason, is to go see Hamlet and bring a tissue or two. I think that's about it for now. Sorry about the delay. It was just kind of like, well, you know, this is a movie that they said that was coming, and then boom, suddenly it wasn't coming. So I had to take a week off.
Thanks very much, Melanie. Have a good week.